In the last decade, the health of the average Russian has grown significantly worse. Overall life expectancy has fallen from 70 years to 65, with Russian men at particular risk. On average, a Russian man lives 13 years less than his female contemporaries, the widest gender gap in the world. The three major causes of illness among Russians are respiratory disease, circulatory disorders, and alcohol-related injury and poisoning. Russia also has skyrocketing HIV/AIDS infection rates and growing problems with multi-resistant strains of tuberculosis. Yet, despite these alarming trends, public health has not been high on the government's agenda. For years, only about 3% of Russia's gross domestic product was spent on health care. But according to the Kremlin, that will soon change. That is because beginning this year, the government has approved an additional $3.2 billion in spending on health care as part of its so-called national priority projects. The funds, mostly drawn from Russia's oil revenues, are expected to cover salary hikes for doctors and nurses, the purchase of new equipment for clinics, and the construction of 8 high-tech medical centers in Russia's vast outlying regions. Addressing reporters at his annual press conference in Moscow earlier this year, President Vladimir Putin said his government views the reforms as a vital first step.
Это просто сигнал, импульс.
Mr. Putin says national projects are not a panacea for all the problems that Russia faces, but he says they are a signal of the areas his government considers crucial at this stage of the country's development. One of the more controversial elements of the health reform plan calls for a major shift in emphasis on quality of treatment rather than Soviet-style obsession with the number of people treated. The plan also reportedly calls for doing away with tens of thousands of specialists, the idea being to encourage more doctors to become general practitioners or frontline first responders. Russian media say that means about 300,000 doctors and healthcare workers, or about half the nation's total, could be laid off and scores of hospitals shut down in the next few years. This promotion of general practitioners over specialists has many in the medical field worried, including Dr. Olga Golubkova. She is the head of a private clinic in Moscow called Spectra. She told VOA that in her view, the plan will see Russian healthcare slide backwards by about 20 years. Golubkova says a general practitioner by nature is not supposed to be curing all kinds of illness. She says there is a limited number of routine medical problems that a general practitioner is competent to treat. She says a general practitioner's job should be to identify and classify an illness and then send the patient to the appropriate specialist. Now, she says, we will see GPs being forced to be all things to all people, including surgeons, with results one can only imagine. Russia's deputy health minister downplays these concerns. Viktor Starodubov told a recent health conference in Moscow that the shift in focus will lead to increased prestige for general practitioners. Starodubov says physicians will soon face less specialist competition, greater wages, and more opportunity to practice streamlined care. He says the result for patients will also be better.
Часть врачей оказалась не совсем подготовленная и заинтересована.
The minister says many of Russia's doctors appeared inadequately prepared or not interested enough in their work to deliver the necessary care. All our efforts must be placed on first-line doctors, he says, because for any patient, they are often the first and only doctor a patient will see. Sergei Smirnov says the reforms sound good on the surface, but as the head of Russia's Institute of Social Policies and Social Economic Programs, he says there are few plans that he has not heard or seen tried. Smirnov also told VOA he has serious concerns about how this major overhaul of Russia's healthcare system will turn out.
Мы создали вторую систему управления экономикой. Во всяком случае, по очень многим или
How is it possible, he asks, that a national healthcare project is managed not by the health ministry, but by the presidential administration? Criticism aside, most agree reform of Russia's healthcare system is urgently needed. But the question on the minds of many is whether this is really the plan to improve things, or will the Russian people be forced to pay the highest price with their health? Lisa McAdams, VOA News, Moscow.